Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are two-thirds of the way through their first debate of three before the November 3rd presidential election. The event in Cleveland, Ohio, comes as Biden maintains about a 7 percentage point advantage over Mr. Trump in the polls. Topics so far have included the Supreme Court vacancy, the coronavirus pandemic, and revitalizing the economy. Defending the rush to confirm Amy Coney Barrett by the Senate before Election Day, Mr. Trump said, "We have the Senate and we have the White House and we have a phenomenal nominee respected by all. We won the election and therefore we had the right to choose her." Biden responded, "We should wait. We should wait and see what the outcome of this election is." Asked about whether he paid only $750 in taxes the year he was elected and his first year in office, Mr. Trump replied, "I paid millions of dollars in taxes, millions of dollars." Biden charged that Mr. Trump takes advantage of the tax codes and pledged to change them. While Biden has had the advantage in the polls in recent weeks, the race is close in several key battleground states. That raises the possibility that Mr. Trump could lose the popular vote, but still win enough state electoral votes to claim victory in the race. U.S. lawmakers are preparing for an historic confirmation battle over President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, once again Amy Coney Barrett. On Tuesday, she met with several Republican senators ahead of her Senate confirmation hearing, which is set for October. Democrats are strongly opposed to Barrett and Republicans' acceleration of the confirmation process. They maintain the winner of the presidential election should nominate a successor to liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on September 18th at the age of 87. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.